Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, language is interesting, and there are people that spend their life studying language. And how we state things depends upon how it means. A word could mean one thing to you, and it could mean something to someone else. That's why when we are in business and dealing with people all of the time, we want to certainly be careful what we say, and we want to be careful we use the right word. Let's just take a word. Let's take the word problem. In your personal life, if you have a problem, not a good thing. It's uncomfortable. It's probably dealing with another person or a situation that needs to be resolved. It may not be a situation that you want to resolve. Sometimes it's a situation that you cannot resolve. So a problem in your personal life is something to be concerned about. But if we take that same exact word and we say, there is a problem in my business, that's completely different. Because the problem is no longer a problem. It's an opportunity to grow your business, solve the problem, and move forward. Problems tell you that there is something wrong. And in your business, you do have some control over what happens. We know control is an illusion, but you have some control over solving that problem. And if you solve the problem, not only does your business get stronger, but possibly if it's with a customer, the customer is pleased with you and wants to continue to do business. Possibly if it's with a vendor, you built a better relationship. Or if it's with one of your coworkers or employees, you've helped them come along and understand exactly what needs to be done. So when you hear the word problem, oh, we have a problem in our business, don't back up and get all crunched up inside. Say to yourself, that's interesting. Tell me more. Explain to me what the problem is. And then, of course, once that person explains what the problem is, if you're dealing with another person, the next logical question is, what do you think the solution is? As the CEO, president, or business owner, you cannot let all of your coworkers, all of your employees, throw every single problem on you. You need to teach them and educate them that they are part of the process and they are part of the problem-solving process. And when they come to you and say, we've got a problem, you won't believe it, and you say, well, tell me what the solution is. And they go, I don't know. Your response to them is, you know, I'm a little busy right now. Come back and see me in an hour or at lunchtime or at the end of the day, whatever the case happens to be, and give me a few solutions. Teach them to think. What we want from our coworkers, from our employees, we want them to think. We don't want them just to show up. People who show up and don't really think about what they're doing are not of tremendous service to the company or to themselves. We want to make them part of what we do. We want to make them part of the company. And to do that, we need to absolutely listen to what they have to say. Possibly their solutions will be absolutely fantastic. Or maybe their solutions won't be. But we get them started in the process of thinking so that you aren't carrying the entire burden on your business. A problem in business is an opportunity to make a profit. It's an opportunity to make your business better. It's an opportunity to grow your business. See the word problem in your business in a completely different way, and you'll find as time goes on, you will just prosper and your business will run in a way that you never thought was possible because you're knocking those problems down one at a time and turning them into opportunities. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.